Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
People can't just disagree, like, anymore. Like, you know, just disagree and leave it at that. It's in Hillsborough County, Florida. A man is in the hospital after a Florida man is accused of stabbing and lighting him on fire. And then, yeah, this was apparently just, it was this week. Deputies and a fire crew found a man with upper body trauma and severe burns. He was taken to Tampa General in critical condition. The victim was stabbed and beaten and then set on fire. He was identified as 53-year-old Donnie Adams, and he left, or he said Adams, they said Adams left before officials arrived. He told officials he was planning on committing suicide, and then he got onto the Skyway Bridge. Deputies tried to get him to come out. This was just wild. He ended up arguing with them, wasn't going to listen to them. This is a whole big thing. But they said that with this, hang on, with the story, I mean, his burns were so severe, they had to actually dunk him in the water. Like, he was, yeah, he was, like, arguing with people. He had, when they got there, this is just a crazy story, and it's a poorly written one as well. An arrest warrant was issued for the guy who he was arguing with, who ended up attacking him for first-degree murder and arson. Yeah, they never said anything about the perp, really. That was it. Also, let's see here. This guy, Jiminy Christmas. A Florida man sues Disney because he said he for $50,000, he said he took a fall, a scary fall off a ride. This was at the Walt Disney World Resort. According to the lawsuit, Billy Williams. Your name is William Williams?
Yeah.
Billy Williams, okay, from Orange County. He said he was trying to board the Haunted Mansion ride. Now, the Haunted Mansion ride, wait a minute. What kind of ride is that?
Doesn't that go upside down?
I don't know. I don't know anything about the rides that they have there. I haven't been there. And for isn't it like a little kiddie ride? Don't they have like little buggies?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, how do you fall out and take? How do you take a big fall out of it? It's like little buggies, and it's like a little track. And I don't think you go up. You just go through like a haunted house. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
That's all it is. How do you fall out of that and hurt yourself? How do you fall out? I mean, it's a little buggy. Anyway, that's what happens to this guy. He fell off the ride and hit the ground. He said he suffered severe and permanent injuries. He's suing for $50,000. Disney has not yet commented. Now, I kind of think it might be legit if it's only $50,000 that he's suing for, you know, but it, depending on what his injuries are. But still, it's like, how do you fall out of that ride? It's like a baby ride. It's like a family ride, apparently. So it just goes real slow through there. There's no, like, I don't know. This from NBC Miami. It's on video. A video shows a meat thief pulling a knife on a West Miami supermarket manager. It happened at the Tropical Supermarket in Miami, and they said they're apparently searching for him. He was caught on camera, and it happened around 9 p.m. The store manager approached this guy because he saw the suspect just loading, like, meat into a backpack. And so gross. And when the manager approached him, they exchanged words, and when the manager tried to stop him, that's when the perp pulled out a pocket knife and lunged at him. And he said he made a statement in the sense of, go ahead and call the police. As something to that effect, the manager said. And so the guy kept, you know, continued putting meat in his backpack, left the store, hopped on a bicycle, and fled. It was all captured on surveillance footage. And so they said they think he lives close by because he came and left on a bike. So, I don't know. Just find out who's having a barbecue. I'm just saying. Just going to shove the meat in your backpack. A Florida woman stole a fire truck after impersonating a firefighter. See, this is what happens when you demand other people affirm your false self-perception. Stuff like this. So this woman, who's to tell her that she's not a firefighter? Shut up. It's ma'am. A Florida woman is accused of stealing a fire truck and impersonating a firefighter. The county sheriff's office for a county I can't pronounce said this 44-year-old woman took off with a fire truck. She spent the night in the Wellborn Volunteer Fire Department station. When the fire chief literally went out to respond to a call, the truck was gone. And that's when they got a call from the woman saying that she stole it. And then she ran out of gas 10 miles away. She needed help. And they tracked her down, and she said, oh, no, I'm a volunteer firefighter. Deputies determined they'd never seen this broad before, and she was not on the official. She was not on the roster and therefore not authorized to use the truck. So she was booked on charges of grand theft and fraud impersonating a firefighter. Now, wait a minute. How can, you know, if she wanted to impersonate a dude, she could. Can't impersonate a firefighter, though.
It's ma'am.
It's ma'am.
It is man.
Kel-Tec invented the concealed carry category years ago with the P11, but did they stop there? Heck no. One innovation just led to another and another, and, well, just look at their latest, the P15. It's the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces and 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double-stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
What was invoked for me, which was, you know, you're not going to get out of this town,
yeah,
are those sundown
areas. Yeah, don't let the sun
areas
go down on
because
your
there
ass.
Because when there were times when black people, my mother's in the audience today, thank you for coming. And my mother and father, because they were an interracial couple, were run out of South Carolina by the KKK. And my father is still scarred from that experience, and you are still scarred from that experience. So
we're
don't
all
tell,
still scarred from
yeah,
that experience.
So don't tell me that not only was he aware of what he was doing by using that imagery, he embraces that imagery.
Oh, for the love. That is so stupid. I'm so tired of this being the go-to, the default for progressives. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lesh here, top of the second hour on this Friday. That was what's-her-face, Sunny Hostin or whatever from the Shmoo. Mm-hmm. So they're accusing, they keep going, they're still going after Jason Aldean for this song. And I'm just, I mean, I cannot believe that this is what they're so obsessed with. And they're like, oh, this is a, it's a, they're saying that, actually, they're demonstrating their bigotry. Because they're saying, well, because he's into country, he's country artist, and he's probably in the South. Yeah, he's talking about sundown towns. No, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. Here's what really, really gets me about this. And I've written about it and I've talked about it a little bit before because I said there's nothing controversial about it. And I maintain that there's nothing controversial about this song because it is so dumb that people are freaking. It has nothing to do. I mean, nothing in the video has anything to do with race or in the lyrics. But like I said, progressives have been so damn desperate to make it about race because they want to deflect from the reality that most of the areas that their riots burned down or affected the worst were black communities. They want to ignore the fact that the cities that are affected the most by violent crime are generationally controlled black cities or Democrat cities, and black citizens suffer, like Chicago, my hometown of St. Louis. The stuff that he's condemning are like, you know, the stories like I told you, the guy selling ice cream in Oakland, 80-year-old man pushing his little ice cream cart, and broad daylight, he gets robbed three times, one time on camera, broad daylight. Or stories about people getting carjacked. And then, yeah, some of the riots. Why is it that whenever you show Democrats the violence in which they incite and participate in, you're condemning it, they say that you're encouraging it? They tried this with me when I did commentary, and I was literally condemning violence while I had literal actual video of the violent riots that they led in cities across the country in the wake of George Floyd. And they were like, oh, she's encouraging violence. By condemning it? That's how they try to get by it. They try to excuse it by rewiring what you think of it with this performative outrage. But what even gets me more about this is not even about Jason Aldean. This is about progressives thinking that minority Americans can't have community. Think about it. That's what he's talking about in the song, is community. And you don't necessarily have to be in a small town to have community. It's kind of an interchangeable sentiment. I mean, try that in a small town. Try that with anybody's community. Try that with a community of people that have each other's backs. And I think it also speaks that progressives don't believe, apparently, that Black Americans or Hispanic Americans or any other minority can live in a small town. I think the people that are pushing this have never been to a small town except to go to a wine country. That's it. That's the only time they go. They go to drink wine. And they ignore small towns any other time. But that's what is really, that's really what they're denying here. Their outrage over this song is their denial of community within minority Americans, or a denial of minority Americans being able to participate in any or be part of any community. I mean, ask yourselves, everybody, if that happened in your circle, if people were, you know, if that was your grandpa, 80 years old, pushing an ice cream cart, or if that was a grandpa in your area, y'all know you'd stick up for him. You know you would. And I think that people like Sonny Hostin, they perpetuate the very bigotry that they pretend to condemn. You can't condemn bigotry while pushing it. You can't sit here and say that you're, that something's bad while you're actually trying to sell it. That's what they're doing. That's what she's doing. That's not to say that every community is perfect. It's not. No community is. Every area has its faults. Small towns are no exception. But there's a reason why, particularly when lockdown hit, where are all the people in the cities moving to? Think about it. All the headlines you've heard over the past couple of years, where are all the city dwellers moving? Everybody is moving to the country. It's like canned heat. It's going up country. Everybody's moving. There's been measurements of, from moving trucks, people move into the country, everyone move into small towns. They want to get away from the crime that they see in the city. They want to, they want to get away from the draconian lockdowns, like whether it's school, whether it's businesses, everything that happened, the high taxes. They want to get rid of all of it. They want to go to where it's free. It's like, the places you'll go. It's opener there in the wide open air. That's where they're going. What it would have been, I mean, I'm looking at a ton of different headlines here that I've just saved over the years. People are moving to the country. People are moving to small towns. It's more affordable to live there. They think that it's less stressful than living in the city. It's Gen X, Z, and Millennials. They are super happy. It's called the rural migration trend. And it has been at a hot pace. They said the increasing number of people are moving to small towns. You know, they're apparently so bad. If they're so bad, why is everybody moving to them? If they're so bad, why is everybody snapping up these old houses? If they're so bad, why are people chasing up property values in these small towns? It doesn't matter if it's, you know, Upper Peninsula in Michigan. It doesn't matter if it's Southern Missouri. It doesn't matter if it's out in Indiana. It doesn't matter if it's out in Ohio. It doesn't matter if it's in Alabama. It does not matter. Everybody has been moving to a small town. And one of the other things is that remote work, when it, lockdown proved that it could, that could happen, that could work. You don't need to necessarily, not every job requires you to go into the office. So people are taking advantage of that. University of Arizona, their urban planning studies department actually looked at this and measured this dynamic. And they said that when the pandemic hit, small town living exploded. And it didn't even matter necessarily whether there was the infrastructure existing or not. They have high buying power and they'll make it happen. So that's been, I mean, this has been ongoing. So if it's real bad, if small towns are real bad as all that, if they're as real bad as the way the left is making them, why are people moving there? Why do people want to be a part of it? Another headline, Americans continue to move to smaller cities. The migration to smaller towns continues. Small towns drew the most new pandemic residents. Denver 7, people are moving out of small towns, or moving into small towns and out of cities. BBC, small cities and towns booming from remote work. I mean, on and on and on. U.S. News and World Report, small towns are becoming the most popular place to live in the United States. Young Americans are increasingly moving to small towns, Time Magazine. Business Insider, small towns in Florida are the most popular. Wonder why. Everybody's moving to small towns. The type that Jason Aldean is singing about.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Today in the lab-grown artificial meat may actually be worse for the environment. Who saw that coming? Hi, babe. It's a... this is so gross. It's called. It's a company that grows cell-based meat. It's called Good Meat, which is so ironic. And they said that they announced in June the USDA's approval to sell its products. But it's cultured animal cells. It's actually not good for the environment. They did a preprint study. UC Davis. And they found that the environmental impacts of lab-grown or cultivated meat are orders of magnitude higher than its actual natural counterpart. What? Scholars are mad. Student lists Apache attack helicopter as gender on engineering culture survey. Kudos to the student. The researchers wrote a paper that describes their experience while working on a survey about alphabet students in STEM. Nobody cares. It's in the bulletin of, transgender studies? No, shut up. Northwestern University. It's called Attack Helicopters and White Supremacy. And they said it was a malicious response. I think it's a funny response to an absolutely stupid question. Other responses include a V-22 Osprey and an F-16. Yay! I love those students. You guys know that I hate cruises because I get seasick and I just don't like to be in a confined space with a lot of people. And apparently, now they're doing a nude cruise. That sounds terrifying and nasty. It's a Norwegian cruise line. Like they got subcontracted out. Oh man! Wait, how do you make a cruise worse? There you go. Cook Political. They're changing their house ratings and they're moving two house races, including Lauren Boebert's, into a toss-up category. Lauren Boebert needs to kind of be in her district raising money and meeting and greeting, because that's not good news. That's not. And the guy that's coming up after her that's raising money, he's out raising her like 3-1. And apparently the bar's lowered to make history. Some chick is now the newest alphabet lawmaker from South Carolina or something like that. I don't know. No, sorry. In Texas, she's like supposed to be some first alphabet lawmaker from South. I don't know. Nobody cares. Stay with us. Have you seen speaking of that, what is up with all these Democrats posting Barbie stuff? This marketing for this movie is out of control. There's a rumor that they're getting paid for it. This one guy who I've never heard before, Gutierrez somebody, he's a big old Democrat out of San Antonio. And he literally posted a photo of himself in pink with the Barbie logo over it. And he said, this Ken is running to beat Ted Cruz. He called himself a Ken. And he's got apparently it's not a parody account. Oh, that's a real. And then it was Gretchen Whitmer, Big Gretch. She posted a Barbie thing too. Do you honestly think that they're getting paid to promote it? Really? You do. Kane thinks they're getting paid.
There's a ton of marketing money that goes into movies. And
but
I guarantee
politicians?
You, yeah. And I would imagine Democrat politicians especially are having a hard time raising money. I don't doubt that they took deals like this to merge the two, the campaigning and earning a little money off promotion. I wouldn't be surprised to see that that's true.
Somebody asked me, a friend of mine asked me if I was going to see this movie.
Barbie?
I just looked at her and I didn't say anything for a good 60 seconds. And it made everything really uncomfortable.
That's the proper response.
It is the proper response. I'm like, no, I'm not going to see. But apparently, it's by all accounts, it's like a big old hate the patriarchy movie. Of course it would be. I mean, leave it to Hollywood to try to rehash some stupid narrative from the 60s. And good heavens, it could have been fun and, you know, cute. But whenever you start putting female empowerment in it, as a woman and as someone who has grown up with this whole shtick of female empowerment, which is a total lie of a sell, because it's not about empowerment, it's about subjugation. they call the subjugation empowerment. If you like living under bigger government, if you like being dependent upon the government and not being independent, if you like getting everything from your birth control to whatever from the government, then you're empowered. I mean, I just don't believe that. That's the dumbest thing. That's the line being sold. I've grown up with this, and it's like they still do the same thing. They're still doing the same thing. It's so boring. It's boring. I don't like, because I'm a fidget, right? I'm a little hyperactive. I cannot stand. Torture for me is having to sit in a dark room and watch a bad movie. Be held captive in a dark room with only one screen and being captive to whatever's on that screen. I only will watch a movie if I want to watch it and if I think it's good. And I won't go to a theater unless I'm pretty damn sure it's going to be great. I've only seen two movies in the theater in the past 3 years, 3.5 years. Top Gun, John Wick. That's it. Because everything else is trash. Well, then there's the movie, the trafficking movie. I have a kind of a pack weekend, but I'd make an exception for that. But for the most part, and I mean, actually buy a ticket even if I don't go to see it. I'll buy a ticket just to support it. But it's just hard to sit in the theater. You know what? And then I'm like looking for something to do. I got to fidget. I got to do something. It has to be so good that I'm totally engrossed in it. Barbie is not that movie. And it's annoying. Greta Gerwig and all this like girl power crap. I'm so tired. It's cringe. It's cringe. Stop it. And apparently that's what the whole thing of the whole purpose. The people I know who've seen it said, yeah, that, oh gosh, no. Nope. What a letdown for chick flicks, right? It's just boring. It's counterculture to embrace like traditional roles that celebrate everything that women can do that men can't. But now it's like, oh, we got to celebrate women trying to do everything that men have been able to do. That's how we ignore all of our unique traits and all of our, you know, our own sex inherent superpowers. And we've got to do everything and measure it by what men do. I can't stand that. So no, I'm not going to go see the Barbie movie. Oppenheimer looks good though. I'm not going to see it in a theater. I may wait till it comes out, but I'm not going to go see it in a theater. No, and I'm not like with striking. Although I do think that they have the actors and writers. I do think that there's a good point that they're making about the AI stuff.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.